Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
Radio 1's Rock Podcast.
Hello?
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Carl from Accrington.
Hi, Carl in Accrington. I can't believe I'm speaking to actual you.
No, I can't believe I'm speaking to you either, Scott.
How are you?
I'm alright, thanks. How are you, mate?
I'm good. What's Karen?
Good. I just want to know if he actually made a chicken out of you last night. The guy that was decorating your bedroom.
Did he make a chicken out of me?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he sent me that weird text, didn't he, yesterday?
Yeah.
No, he'd gone by the time I got back to my house, so it's all fine. So I'm fine. He's fine. No chickens.
So no chickens got Mills.
No.
Damn.
Are you the one?
You sound so disappointed,
why?
Carl.
Yeah. Why?
Well, I just like the idea of a chicken Scott Mills. You could almost go into your Chinese restaurant and go, oh, have you got chicken Scott Mills?
Okay,
no,
you're
no,
weird.
You couldn't actually, could you?
No, you couldn't. Okay. So you just said that out loud on the radio.
Yeah, I did. Sorry, everyone.
Love you.
Love you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hi. Hi, Scott.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
It's Jess.
You're right, Jess. Where are you today?
I'm in Northamptonshire and it's sunny here too.
It's lush, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
how can I help?
Well, I was just wondering if you could play some really good songs until about 5:30 and then play all the rubbish ones.
Why?
Well, I work in a shop until about 5:30 and all the customers constantly come in, and every time a good song comes on, I never get to listen to it.
Oh, okay.
It's a bit rubbish. Can't Touch This came on earlier, and just as it started, somebody came in and didn't get to listen, and I was going to do a little dance and everything.
I didn't play that.
No, I know, but it's still a good song.
Okay. So I play good ones until 5:30.
Yes.
And then really rubbish
songs. And then
you can
play all the rubbish ones, because I don't listen to it after that.
So what should I play in... thanks very much. 1 till 7.
But I have to go home and stuff, and I don't have radio on my phone. Otherwise, I would listen constantly.
Do you not have a radio in your house?
Yeah, but I have to get home, and I don't live right next to my shop.
Fair enough. So what good song should I play in the next until 5:30?
Can you play Lady Gaga, Poker Face, and Revelry by Kings of Leon, because I love that, and it used to be on loads, and it's not on so much anymore.
And what are the ones I shouldn't, I shouldn't play? Like, I'll have to have 5:30.
No more Coldplay or Travis, because they're rubbish.
All right, then, I love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
None of those good songs are coming up before 5:30 on Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Dave in Worcester's been on, saying, are you looking forward to cooking on something for the weekend on Sunday?
Oh, are you going to be on it?
I am going on it, yeah. On BBC Two this Sunday morning.
Mm.
No one told me how to cook.
Have you never watched the show before?
I have seen it, but I don't remember any cooking on it.
Well, the guest always does the bit in the kitchen with Simon and Tim.
Right.
Who doesn't like coriander.
Does he not?
No, he never mentions it, though. It's like every 5 minutes he goes on about how he hates coriander.
You watch this a lot, don't you?
I do, I love it. Did you not see the one where the enemy made cheesy fish pie?
Oh, the enemy's legendary cheesy fish pie.
Yeah.
Is that where they first made it?
Mm.
Wow.
It was good, that one.
Someone called me yesterday and said, you might have to chop an onion. Is that okay? I was like, yeah, I can do that. But no one told me actual cooking was involved. Rubbish.
I better tell Tim to take the salt after yesterday's story.
Yeah, I could maybe make the chicken thing off of Jamie Oliver's first cookbook. So Tim, I know Tim Lovejoy does listen as well. So hi Tim, bring lots of salt on Sunday because you will need it. Rubbish. I've got to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you just watch them and stuff?
No, it's all about you. You'll love it.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
And now it's time for Dear Scott, where a posh lady off Radio 4 reads out your texts and emails, and we answer them best we can. First one.
Hello, Scott, Chappers, Becky, and the one who doesn't speak, and the rest of the team. I'm writing in to ask, as you were a previous sufferer, Scott, when will my moon faceness disappear? I'm 16, and I'm worried I will live my whole life as a round-faced goon. Please help. When did your face lengthen? I hope it was soon after you were 16. Will it inhibit my chances in the future? I am very anxious. Lots of mega love, Charlie in London.
Well, Charlie in London, so you're 16 now. I'm afraid that my moon face didn't really go until I was about 22.
22? That's quite late.
Maybe even later.
I think mine probably lengthened about 18.
Okay, so you might not have that long to wait. Is it a he or a she?
I don't know, it doesn't say.
So, Charlie, it could be any time between, like, 18 and 22.
Mm.
So...
just don't have a fringe, because that can... That can make it worse.
Makes it more moon-like.
Mm. I don't think it'll inhibit you, though, will it?
No, it won't inhibit you. You'll just look like a moon.
Just make a feature of it.
Yeah. How?
I don't know. They say that if you've got something... if I've got a spot on my face, I always go, look at my spot, to say it before everyone else does.
You really do, yeah.
Mm.
So, hope that helps, Charlie. Next.
Dear Scott, we're off of Calgary, Canada.
Hi.
And we'd like to recruit you as our British BFF. If you would like to become our British BFF, you could go tanning with us, go clubbing with us, go shopping with us, and of course do Canadian activities like maple syrup making, hockey and igloo building. We think you would make a great best friend because you are good looking, tanned, and you always make us laugh.
What are you laughing at?
Did you write this?
No.
So please come to Calgary and be our BFF. If you don't have time for that, just bring back Oh What's Occurring on a daily basis.
Oh,
love you, Melanie and Carissa. P.S. If you don't want to, we'll take Becky.
What are you saying?
Well, do you want to go?
Calgary?
Yeah.
Quite fancy. I like Canada.
Igloo making, maple syrup?
Not so much that. Tanning, yes.
Mm.
Up for that.
Clubbing, yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you are so good looking and so tanned.
Thanks, Melanie and
Carissa.
Carissa from Calgary. I do actually really like Canada, so I might take you up on that.
Mm-hmm.
If not, then Becky will come.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, what's this one now?
Well, I think someone sent us in a misconnections ad, so if this is you, then listen up, it could be.
You were in the supermarket getting a few bare essentials like mayo, cheese and 4 dozen bottles of white wine.
Right.
Strangely, you were also armed with a metal detector, finding it more than a little amusing, sweeping it around the onion rings while whispering, I'm going to need more fingers. You almost crashed into me as you reversed your trolley in time with the metal detector beeps. Wearing shoes with cuts like racing stripes on the bottom, you kept sticking to the supermarket floor, twice requiring the assistance of staff to get moving again. You were with a weird friend who was following you around, randomly picking up items, then replacing them for no obvious reason. I regret not stopping to talk to you when you accidentally dropped your hair straighteners on the floor, only to locate them again with the help of the metal detector. Sorry this isn't very specific, but if you somehow read this and fancy not going for an omelette, then get in touch. Dean, Brighton, Smiley.
Well, if that sounds like anyone you know, then get in touch. Thanks, Dean, off of Brighton. We've got more Dear Scott coming up after 6. Anything you want to know, we'll get the Posh Radio 4 ladies to read it out. Send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hi, Dan.
Hiya.
You all right?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
What's going on, then?
Well, I was travelling out of Hereford yesterday, and I see the Google car with the cameras on top that does the maps.
Oh, yeah, the Google Maps, yeah.
And I followed it for about 12 miles, and I was just wondering, do you think that I could maybe get in the Guinness Book of Records to be the most pictured person on Google Maps?
You followed it for 12 miles?
Well, I was going to try and maybe get in front of it. pull over on the side of the road, drop trousers and pretend to do a dump in the bush or something, so when it come by...
That is disgusting.
Then I thought then there's quite a few coppers that use that road, so
yeah.
I thought I'd probably just end
best
up getting arrested.
Did you not have nothing better to do if you do work?
Well, I'm supposed to be working, yeah, but...
So, like, for 12 miles, where did you go?
It was from Hereford to Ledbury.
Right. Do you think you're going to get on?
I hope so.
Did you, like... pull any faces or just like put your thumbs up or?
Well, yeah, you can imagine my cheeks were hurting after 12 miles of smiling, but.
He's smiling for 12 miles.
He didn't know when he was taking a picture, so he had a constant grin on.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's like what we do on the webcam.
So, do you know how often it's going to be, how long it's going to be before you get on?
I don't know, I've checked every day since. But,
yeah. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Love you. Podcast. I love it. King Blues. See them at a university near you at the end of the month. And that is I Got Love. Remember them off of Save the World, Get the Girl. Good band, King Blues from London. And that's out on May the 4th to download and on CD. Poor the one that doesn't speak.
Why?
Because he has to have lots of quite, important meetings with people from the record industry, yeah? So sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And that song, because it's out on May the 4th, there's loads of other records coming out, because most records are released on a Monday, which is May the 4th. And, like, for instance, he'll say to them, so when's the King Blues track out? May the 4th. Then they all go, all of them, May the 4th be with you. Which, after a while, gets a bit tiring. So anyone in the music industry, don't say that to the one doesn't speak again, please. He's heard it enough, and he might punch you.
May the I quite like to say it now. I'm just going to keep saying it to him.
May the 4th be with you.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Dan.
Dan, what are you doing?
I'm just doing my paper round at the moment.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where's that?
In Portsmouth.
Okay, how can I help, Dan?
Well, my birthday's on May the 4th, and it's really annoying because I keep getting cards saying, May the 4th be with you.
Oh, God. Rubbish.
Every year, is it?
Yeah, it's really annoying.
And you know that it's coming around like a month's time.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen again.
Mm.
So you can understand how the one that doesn't speak is a little bit getting a bit annoyed about it.
Yeah.
So does every card say that?
Well, not every card, but most cards. Last year I got loads.
It makes you feel better, Dan. We've had so many texts from people whose birthday's on May the 4th and they get exactly the same.
Yeah.
Rubbish. All right, OK, have a good paper round, rest of it.
All right, then, thank you.
May the 4th be with you.
Cheers.
Sorry. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you know, Becky, what I really look forward to every day?
Seeing me?
Apart from that. Newsbeat. And one person in particular. This is a man who we love on this show, and he lives and breathes news. He's like the Ron Burgundy of Newsbeat. If you cut him open, Becky, it would say news. He's just got a... It's just brilliant way with words like no other on Newsbeat. He is the brilliant Steve Blears. Now, we've been listening to our favourite episodes of Newsbeat back.
Do you have favourite episodes of Newsbeat?
I like some more than others. And we listened to them this morning. And Steve, he just really stands out. So in honour of the great man, we kneel at the altar of Steve Blears and we bring you the very best of Steve Blears.
Warrington Bank Quay Station. Love don't live here anymore. Mwah. Unless it's out of the way in the short stay car park stroke designated kissing zone. Rad Jones, this fashion store.
Clothing, footwear, we do jewellery, accessories.
If he can spot a shoplifter, why not terrorists? Stop kissing. Yes, you in the red jacket. It's wrong, but sometimes it feels so right. Salad and chilli sauce, please.
I'm clutching a freshly baked baguette in a car park stairwell. Why? No, I'm not about to attack someone, but it could be the new weapon to beat the smell of weed.
Phil sometimes gets really drunk.
It's a bit of a guilty pleasure.
Eats a Donna.
I don't really remember having them.
And then hates himself. Some survival manuals claim you can lose 45% of your heat through your head. Apparently not true. Let's check it out with two volunteers standing in the cold. One's wearing a hat, one isn't.
The morning after pill.
Accident black spots on rural roads.
I'm Sarah.
Are you a kebab fan?
No, I'm a vegetarian, so
have you
no.
ever tried one? Thinking of a new car.
Do you mind if I jump in?
Yeah, please do.
Hardly scientific proof, but wearing a Santa hat can't be all bad.
Really good. There we are, the very best of Steve Blears. Love you, Steve. Just keep doing what you do.
He's amazing.
He is amazing. I like the sound effects as well. He just really illustrates it. A rural area. This one I think is my favourite.
I'm clutching a freshly baked baguette in a car park stairwell. Why? No, I'm not about to attack someone, but it could be the new weapon to beat the smell of weed.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Okay then, let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's play along at home or in the car or on the bus fun. Text me, let me know how you do, 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
No chappers today. I've got a feeling you might win this.
Well, Zane was meant to do it, but he had to listen to some very important new music until 6 o'clock, which kind of made
it like Steve Blizz. When you cut him open, it says news. You cut Zane Lowe open, if you did, it would say new music. Right, let's do it then. Three situations. You just tell me what happened next.
Oh, what's occurring?
First one. You know the posh lady off of Radio 4?
Yes.
She's on Oh, What's Occurring today.
Is she?
Yeah, she's on. This is what happened when I spoke to the posh Radio 4 lady earlier today. Hi, posh Radio 4 lady.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm well.
Where are you right now?
Well, I'm in an unnamed pub in a kind of a busy street, quite near Radio 1, and it's very, very busy.
So, the posh Radio 4 lady is in a pub.
I wouldn't have expected her to be. I thought she'd be in a posh coffee shop.
I thought maybe she'd be in a wine bar off the 80s. Anyway, here's what she's going to do, OK? We've done this before. You know in films, when someone's got really something very important or a bit embarrassing to say?
Yeah.
They kind of say it really loud in a public place and everyone just goes quiet and starts looking at them.
Mm.
Happens in films. But does that happen in real life? For instance, let's say I'm in a pub and I just get up and go, it's really busy, everyone's talking away, I'm leaving you, you cow! And it goes a bit quiet before everyone starts speaking again. But does it actually happen? This is where we test that out with the posh Radio 4 lady in the pub. So she's chatting to me, okay? Phone to her ear, like she's having a really important conversation. And I tell her quite an embarrassing thing to say. My question to you, Baclar. When the posh Radio 4 lady shouts out the embarrassing phrase in the pub, will the pub go quiet? Simple yes or no question.
No. And that's because I think that in London, quite a few strange things happen all the time. So I think people just ignore it and hope that it'll go away, yeah.
So you're
especially
saying,
if it's a posh Radio 4 lady.
So you're saying it won't go quiet?
No, I think they'll just carry on as if nothing's happened.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the posh Radio 4 lady in the pub. So imagine maybe I'm your fiancé, yeah?
Yeah, okay.
And you're about to drop a bombshell on me.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
The phrase is, I'm having an affair with your dad.
Okay.
Alright.
Yeah, let's do it now. I'm sort of, let's go.
So, hi, how are you?
The thing is, Scott.
Yes?
I'm having an affair with your dad! It's gone quite quiet. It's gone really quiet. Everybody's looking at me now.
Run away, posh Radio 4 lady. Run away, leave your wine and run. I love that. It went properly quiet.
Oh my God, I wasn't expecting that.
I know. So you are wrong, no points.
Oh, what's occurring?
She's up for anything, the Radio 4 lady. I love that. Question? Does the name Michael Barino mean anything to you?
No.
Come on, you know Michael Barino. Surely.
No.
No?
I don't think so.
I spoke to him earlier. You don't know who he is, no?
No.
Right, okay. If you don't, here's an introduction. Hi, Michael.
Hey there.
Now, you have a very special talent, don't you? You're the world champion at something. Tell us what you're the world champion of, please.
Well, it's the musical whistling.
So what's your official title?
World Champion of Musical Whistling.
Love that. How did you discover that you could do this so well?
When I was 3 years old, my aunt gave me a canary, and I would mimic it, and it had the most beautiful song, and it sounded a little bit like this. Would you like me to demonstrate?
Yes, please. People's dogs will be going bonkers now everywhere. Sorry if you've got a dog. So that's Michael Brimo. He is
The world champion
musical whistler in the world.
Mm.
So he can whistle anything, right? He's also very good at whistling the hits of today. Here's the question. We got Michael to call up five Radio 1 listeners at random, and Michael whistled a current pop hit down the phone to them. How many out of five Radio 1 listeners will be able to correctly identify the song that the world whistling champion was whistling?
Four. If he's good, then...
Four out of five.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is the world champion whistler, whistling the hits of today to Radio 1 listeners.
Hello?
Howdy.
Well.
Hi.
Who's that?
I'm Michael Barimo.
Michael who?
Michael Barimo, world champion of musical whistling. You know me.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. I'm the whistler. I got a question for you.
Now?
Do you know what song this is?
Hello?
Howdy.
Who's that?
I'm Michael Barimo. Can I ask you something?
Yeah?
What is this song? Do you know what song this is?
It's Spin My Head Right Round by Flo Rida.
Correct.
Yay!
You were able to tell. Figured it out.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay, who's this?
Hi there, I'm the world champion of musical whistling. My name is Michael Barimo.
You're joking.
Are you able to identify this tune?
Right, is it When We Were Young, The Killers?
Sorry.
Nope.
Not exactly.
No props. Wait.
No, don't go.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah?
I'm Michael Barimo. How are you?
Sorry, Michael who?
I'm Michael Barimo. You know me. World champion of musical whistling.
Oh my God, I was just like, who?
Sorry. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Hey, do you know what song this is?
Clarkson.
Correct.
Oh, cool.
Got it right.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
I'm Michael Barimo.
Yeah.
You know me.
Do I?
Yeah, you do.
Remind me how I know you.
I'm the whistler.
Right.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Are you able to identify this tune?
Right.
Don't hang up.
The answer was two correct guesses, not four.
Oh.
Sorry, once again, no points.
Oh, what's occurring?
I love people's reaction to him.
I'm okay, who's this?
Hi there, I'm the world champion of musical whistling. My name is Michael Barimo.
You're joking.
Well, not the Michael Barimo.
Sorry, Michael who?
I'm Michael Barimo. You know me. World champion of musical whistling.
Oh my God, I was just like, who?
Sorry. You know me.
Do I?
Yeah, you do.
Remind me how I know you.
I'm the whistler.
Right.
Last one. You know the one that doesn't speak?
Yes, very well.
Well, he's a big fan of all things Brazilian.
Is he?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah. So we thought this would be a good excuse for our new game on Owl called... Wax Distraction. The one that doesn't speak had 60 seconds to answer as many questions about Brazilian things while being distracted... by having an actual Brazilian wax. So he got waxed. My question to you, how many questions could the one that doesn't speak get right in 60 seconds?
I thought they were only for girls.
While being waxed.
Maybe I'm a bit naive. Okay,
Remember, it's questions about Brazilian things whilst having a Brazilian.
Two, a push.
Two?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Let's
Please
find
don't
out.
Show it
Let's
to
find
me.
Out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the one that doesn't speak, getting waxed. Obviously, we've changed the voice on the voice changer.
The one that doesn't speak is currently on a stretcher. Hi, one that doesn't speak.
Hello, Scott.
Have you ever done this kind of thing before?
Never.
Okay, he has got his trousers off, and the nice lady here is going to wax you. It's wax distraction. How many questions can you get right while you're being waxed?
Poke it.
Let's find out.
Does this hurt at all?
Apparently it's fine. Ah, the wax is coming. What is Gisele Buchanan in the Guinness Book of Records for?
Oh, God. See, going out with Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, she's the world's richest supermodel. What is Ronaldinho's nickname in Brazil?
Dave?
Gaucho. What are the colours of the Brazilian flag?
They're yellow and blue and green.
Correct. The official language of Brazil is A, Spanish, B, Portuguese, C, Italian, or D, Brazilian.
It's Portuguese. Oh, God! That side's more sensitive for me.
Which river flows through Brazil?
The Amazon!
Yes. And that is wax distraction. Well done, one that doesn't speak.
Thank you, Scott.
You now have one bald leg.
Oh, Jesus, look at that! Oh, my. Thanks for that.
Okay, so it was just his leg being
waxed. Oh, thank God for that!
It wasn't a Brazilian, as I said. It's just a good excuse to ask questions about Brazil. The answer was... I lost count. But the answer was more than two, I think. So
I've lost.
So today's... you've lost against yourself on Oh, What's Occurring? Let me know how you did. Loads of people on the text loving the Posh Radio 4 lady.
I'm having an affair with your dad!
Oh, what's occurring?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Becky did a good thing earlier, didn't you?
I did. Well, I went to give blood, and you know I like giving blood, because you get free biscuits and crisps.
You do only go for the free biscuits, generally. Well, it's a good thing to do, but that's why you go.
They've got a good selection down there, like bourbons and stuff.
Have they?
Well, that's why I thought I was doing it. But as I was lying there, this music came on.
What, just out of nowhere?
Yeah. Well, no, it was on the radio.
Right.
Not Radio 1. I'd love it if they played this for you, like, subliminally. So then I'm lying there, thinking that I'm an actual hero.
There's a hero.
Can you imagine me lying there?
Yeah.
So I was thinking, oh, I'd love a biscuit. And I thought, no, I'm doing this for the... I'm doing it for more than a biscuit.
Yeah.
And I imagine
I'm an actual
myself,
hero.
Yeah, I imagine myself on a blood donor TV ad. Just
Brilliant.
Saving lives left, right and centre.
Saving lives.
Yeah.
Not just about the biscuits anymore.
No.
I love that that came on.
I think it was just a fluke, but it made me feel better.
Yeah.
They probably do it to everyone.
Probably.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hello?
Hi, Scott and Becky.
Hello, who's that?
It's Charlie from Winchester.
Hi, Charlie. What's going on?
Well, I'm just sat at my desk and I can do a bit of inspiring for my revision.
What revision is it?
Well, it's for AS exams in the summer.
How far have you got so far?
Currently haven't started, which is the problem.
Right.
Is it, April? You'll be all right.
You'll be fine.
Just.
Well, I've only got 2 weeks of holiday left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you do need to do some. Do you need some kind of inspiration?
Yeah, I do. Becky, you've got any inspiring messages that you could...
I do, actually. Yeah. I've got something that helped me.
Oh.
It's this lovely song by Mariah Carey.
Charlie?
Yeah?
Right, there is a hero. If you look inside your heart, you don't have to be afraid of what you are.
That might have just got me going. Yeah.
Yeah? That working for you?
That is doing the trick.
Yeah.
The sooner you study, the sooner we can turn it off.
I'm looking at my folders. Yeah. I'm looking at my folders and they look quite inviting now.
Yeah, you see? Mariah does it every time.
Oh, I love it.
I remember a hero lies in you, Charlie.
Economics has just looks very delicious. Yeah,
I love you.
I love you too.
On Know What's Occurring, we did the posh Radio 4 lady playing the game Silence the Pub. You know, where I tell her an embarrassing phrase, and then she says it in a crowded and lively pub, and we'll see if it all goes quiet. It did.
I'm having an affair with your dad!
That'll be on the podcast tomorrow. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now, here's the Radio 4 lady doing her normal everyday job, which is reading out texts and emails from you on Dear Scott. Thanks for your correspondence this week.
Dear Scott, I hear that you are doing a gig at the University of Hertfordshire on Friday.
Yep.
Is this a joke? Is this an attempt to spite me? You see, this is my brother's university, and now he is laughing at me, as he knows how much I love you and your show, while he doesn't listen at all, the idiot, and how I won't be able to see you. I feel you should do a gig at Royal Holloway University, Egham, just to make things even, of course. Smiley.
Okay. Sorry about that. It's not a joke. I am there on Friday.
Seeing as how you have inadvertently put me in this mess, you can help me by suggesting how I should get my revenge. Love you and the show. James, off of Chingford.
James, I really think you're worrying about this too much.
Get them to throw stuff. I don't know.
No, don't
That's what
say
Chappers
that.
Would say. I'm only saying what Chappers would say.
Oh, hi, everyone. Why not
Sorry,
throw stuff
throw
at Scott
stuff.
On Friday
don't
at
throw anything.
University of Hertfordshire?
Don't throw anything.
Do not throw anything.
Not
Thank
tomatoes
you.
Not tomatoes or anything.
No, nothing.
Not Thank eggs, you. No.
Not eggs, no.
Certainly not flour or no, anything no. like that.
Right. You wouldn't get flour in anyway.
No. It's a bit bulky,
or eggs.
Isn't it?
Huh?
You'd be all right with a thing, whole sack of tomatoes, but you're not going to get flour in.
I don't know whether they do search you on the way in, but let's hope they do. Next.
Hi, Scott. Was well looking forward to the usual payday order in from the local sandwich shop, wrote my order and paid up front as soon as I got to work. So it's already arrived, and whilst I thought it was going to be really hard to avoid eating it before actual lunchtime, it suddenly dawned on me. I've only gone and ordered prawn cocktail, and it's a Friday.
Oh,
I have
nice.
Loads planned this weekend. I can't be ill, can I? I really don't know what to do now. I've never been ill from eating from the sandwich shop before. First time for everything, though, eh? Damn Becky and her silly food rituals. I actually already know I will end up eating it. If you hear from me Monday, let's hope it's because I survived the weekend, and not to have another rant at Becky for not convincing me even more so that prawns are not a Friday food. Keep up the entertainment, Rachel. Off of Boston.
This worried me a bit because yeah. we haven't actually heard again from Rachel, so maybe she should have taken my advice.
Mm-hmm. Do you think she's dead?
Well, I can't lie, that's a bit harsh. Maybe she just forgot to email back. But it would be quite nice if we knew she was okay.
Rachel, get in touch. We want to know if you're all right after the incident with the food.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you put weird things in people's heads now.
Well, it's true. I've never told anyone. They've gone, oh, no, that's a weird idea. Yeah, always makes sense.
We've got quite a lot of emails about that though, this week, and people are thinking on now before they eat stuff on a Friday.
Yeah.
Next.
Scott could well be related to June Brown, considering his middle name. Scott.mills at bbc.co.uk. Regards, James, Nottingham.
That's so rubbish, I can't believe I laughed.
That was rubbish.
We do need to get to the bottom of that, though.
What, that I'm related to Dot Cotton?
Have you not been invited to the EastEnders wedding tonight?
No, no.
I thought you would have been if you're a relative.
I'm a really distant relative, if a relative at all. I think my nan probably just made it up, just for something to say.
My friend's nan told her that she was related to the colonel off of the chicken place.
What?
The colonel with the secret recipe of herbs and spices.
Yeah, I know the colonel.
Yeah.
But why would she...
She said she wants to
She's related to Colonel Sanders.
Yeah. I thought he was just a made-up character. A cartoon in the chicken shop.
So did I.
Is he real? I don't know.
Well,
anyway, he's related to my friend.
I'm related to Ronald McDonald.
I'm related to Hamburglar.
Next!
Mills, stop being funny. Mm. I'm listening to you in the office on my phone. The menu thing was making me laugh, but as I was trying to be professional, I was stifling said laughter, which was fine until you mentioned the sailor's blouse, and then I snorted, loudly, in a silent office. I've only been working here about 2 weeks. Now they think I'm peculiar. This is your fault. Yours, red-facedly, A.M. in Kent.
Well, A.M. in Kent, I'm very sorry about that. We never got to the bottom of what that was. It was,
Tagliatelle sailor's blouse?
Tagliatelle to the sailor's blouse. Mm. I didn't have it. But it was in a restaurant in Spain where I was on the weekend. We should put that menu online, actually, because I did take a picture of it, because I didn't think anyone would believe me. We should put that on. It's on the phone. Thank you very much for everything you've sent in this week. Anything you've got to ask, scott.mills at bbc.co.uk. Not even funny.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.